بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته، علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهم السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي، عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: إن مع العسر يسرا، إن مع العسر يسرا. صدق الله العلي العظيم. One of the most powerful incentives and motivations of living, continuing our life, is hope. We are hopeful that tomorrow is going to be better than today. The present is better than the past, and the future is going to be better than the present. Our dearest and most beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لولا الأمل لما أرضعت أم وليدها. If it wasn't for hope in a better future, better days ahead of us, a mother would not nurse her baby. She would abandon the baby. وما غرس غارس شجرة قط. A farmer would not even plant a tree because there is no hope. Why should I work? If you don't have hope that tomorrow is going to be better, would you go to work today? You're not going to go to work. You're not going to go to school. You're not going to leave your home. You're not going to leave your bed. But because we have hope that we are progressing, we are growing, we are developing ourselves, our families, definitely the future has to be better. We survive on hope. We survive. Inna ma'al usri yusra. God says, whatever difficult circumstances you go through, be hopeful. Do not be despondent. Do not be despair. Don't say today is the end of the world. Never say this. There is faraj. There is a breakthrough. There is solution. There is a way out. Inna ma'al usri yusra. And God repeats that twice. With difficulty, ease shall come. There is ease. There is salvation. Be always with those who are optimistic, not pessimistic. If someone is pessimistic, stay away from him. He's going to destroy your life. He's going to make you like him, think like him, being pessimistic. A mu'min, a good believer in God, he knows there is God listening. إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَا أَسْمَعُ وَأَرَى. Musa said, God, where do you send me? I'm alone. You send me to the emperor who has an army, who has money, who has weapon, and I, me and Harun, two barefoot people, hungry people. God says, don't worry, go. I am with you. I am helping you. I am supporting you. إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَا أَسْمَعُ. I can hear. وَأَرَى. And I can see. So if you believe in such God who hears and he sees, you should not worry. You should not worry about your mortgage. You should not worry about your car payment. You should not worry about your children's tuition. You should not worry about your health, your job. You should not worry. Continue. I have several stories of hope, how those people who were hopeful, they survived. And they succeeded. But sometimes God shakes us through tests. I have a friend who said he purchased a new house. And he changed the carpet, or he installed a new carpet. After a few weeks, he was coming down at Fajr prayers. He said, when I came down to the first floor, ground floor, I realized that the carpet is wet, but it was dark. Then he realized that the whole carpet, the whole ground floor was soaked with water, swamped with water. Maybe some of the pipes were broken. He said, this is a new house, a new carpet. And I was in pain, but I said, Allah Kareem. Allah is generous. I went to work that day, same day, reluctantly. I didn't want to leave my house. I was so frustrated that I said, let me go. I went home. I went to work. The boss said, today is your last day. You are being laid off. The second tragedy. Now I am coming back home. I had a flat tire. Can you imagine? He says, say, on that day where you are angry, you don't know where to go, you have a flat tire. He said, okay, I will change it. When he opened the trunk, he realized that the spare tire is also flat. All the masa'ib they gathered in one day, in 1 hour. Such person should collapse. But he said, no. I said, there is Allah. Innani ma'akuma asma'u wa ara. If he's okay with this, I'm okay. He's not going to abandon me. He said someone pulled over. He saw I'm standing there, stranded. So he said, I'm going to take you. We will call AAA, they will fix it. But let me give you a ride. So he asked me about my name. What do you do? I told him the story. I told him, today is my worst day, but I still have hope in God. He said he offered me a job which is much better than my previous job, as much better income. And I started working, alhamdulillah. And these problems were solved. Sometimes in the midst of these tragedies, Allah gives you the best solution. Allah says in Surah Al-Baqarah, مَا نَنْسَخْ مِنْ آيَةٍ أَوْ نُنْسِهَا. No sign, sometimes spiritual sign, sometimes physical, sometimes a relationship, sometimes marriage, sometimes income, sometimes help, sometimes health, sometimes a partner, marriage. When we abrogate one of them, مَا نَنْسَخْ مِنْ آيَةٍ أَوْ نُنْسِهَا, or we cause it to be forgotten, نَأْتِ بِخَيْرٍ مِنْهَا أَوْ مِثْلِهَا. We will substitute that marriage which fall apart, that business that you lost, that job that you lost, we will replace it with a better one or similar. نَأْتِ بِخَيْرٍ مِنْهَا أَوْ مِثْلِهَا أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Concludes with this, that God is able to do everything. We are not able, but God does. God is able. Don't lose hope. I'll conclude with a story that happened with me, myself. Maybe 20 years ago, we were going to Hajj. We took a smaller group of family and friends from here to London, from London to Medina. So when I was supposed to lead the group, I was the one who organized the group at that time, 20 years ago. When we arrived in London, all my friends who were with me, and I did the reservation, the booking for them, they got their boarding pass except me. They didn't give me boarding pass. So my group, they left me because it was about to, you know, the door to shut. So the guy who was standing there, he said, listen, if you don't want to miss your flight, you have to go. And I stood there. I said, what about me? He said, you have no, at that time you had to do okay. Do you remember? Sometimes you have to call to make okay. Confirmation. He said, you have no confirmation. You don't have seat. I said, I'm the lead. I did the booking. I am the leader of this group. How come I don't have? He said, you don't have in the system. There is no. And then he shuts the counter and he says, I have to go to take care of the departure. He left and I was standing there. But I still, something inside me, he said, if you are invited to go, you will go. Don't worry. He said, listen, don't waste your time here. Tomorrow there is another flight from here to Paris, from Paris to Jeddah, from Jeddah to Medina. So you arrive 2 days later. But I stood there and I have a dua, secret dua. If you give me money, I will show you the dua. I started reading that dua. Very simple. Allahumma inni atawajjahu ilayka bi nabiyyika nabiyyir rahmah. The most powerful. Because at the time of emergency, you go to God, you bring a case before Him with those who are the closest to Him. And who is closer to God than Muhammad wa al-Muhammad? Allahumma inni atawajjahu ilayka bi nabiyyika nabiyyir rahmah wa ahli baytihi alladhina ikhtartahum ala ilmin ala al-alamin. Allahumma fadhallil li su'ubataha wa huzunataha wa kfini sharraha fa innaka al-kafi al-mu'afi wal ghalib al-qadir al-qahir. I finished reading the dua a few times. I saw the same man who said to me, leave and we have to do another booking for you. He came back and he was running and carrying something in his hand. He gave it to me. He said, rush, rush, go to the security and go to the airplane. When I arrived into the airplane, I found that the boarding pass is first class seat. I really deserve it. My friends, do not lose hope in this life. If you have belief in God, whatever happens to you, to your personal life, to your business, to your health, to your family, to your children, to your house, to your income, don't lose hope. Allah says, I love those who call upon me. I love those who have faith in me and trust in me. Sometimes I test you. Sometimes there is something which is not good for you. I don't want you to take that offer. I am saving another better offer for you. Allahumma aghfir lilmu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat tabi' allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat innaka mujibu ad-da'awat. The Arabic session is tomorrow inshallah, al-jalsa al-arabiya sabahan masaan bimunasabat mawlid amir al-mu'minin sa'a as-sabi'a wal rub' 7:15 with salat al-maghrib Saturday tomorrow inshallah. وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.